Did you ever go on the road to extended time? Was this going to be your big passion? Because you've got the arts side of you, and I mean, I know you just retired a couple weeks ago as a graphic design person. So you've had a day job for much of your life. Did you ever just do the full-time music and I'm going to gig and tour for 3 months? Did you do that kind of thing?
I never did, but that was always me and my cronies expected that we would be doing, you know, because that was the appeal of doing music. You know, I've just played over the years doing some out-of-town shows, like going to Eau Claire a few times or just around Minnesota, Iowa. But no, I've never toured. It's something that you have to do when you're young, you know, for sure. I've seen it up close because I've gone to see my son's band several times, like a couple times in Chicago and elsewhere. And you're in a van with four cigarette smokers, you know, and you know, just kind of living on top of each other for a long time and hauling gear and under pressure to drive a lot of miles and play shows. But, you know, it's cool to see it in action because it's how you bring the music out to the people. When I was in bands when I was young, I was an art student, and that's really what my focus was. The band was more like just something I wanted to do for fun, and I never thought I would be doing it this long by any means. Early on, I remember we got this call on a Thursday night because we had hooked up with this agent to see about playing around town, and she called and said, hey, would you guys be interested in playing down in Iowa tomorrow night? At the time, I was going to school full-time, and I actually had a full-time job as a janitor at night, so it was kind of like this testing moment in life. It's like, okay, this is it. I mean, can I call in sick and do this or not? And there's five people in the band, and there was three people that could do it and two people that said, absolutely not, I can't do it. And I called this agent and said, I'm really sorry, but we can't. And she said, well, then you're jobbers. You'll never go anywhere then, you know. So it was this harsh reality where it's frustrating because you're like, well, I can do it, but not the band. So you realize the difference between that. Just like currently in Minneapolis, there's so many bands around town, but only a small percentage are actually out there touring and kind of a wide range of levels of how much of that to do.
So now that you're retired from your day job and now that your kids are grown, I think you don't have any kids at home anymore, does this mean it's time for you, like the Stones, to go on the road constantly?
I'm still a graphic designer and I do children's books, so I do still have a day job in a way, but it's more flexible. But it is true that I do have the option now of doing that. I've got a friend out in San Francisco that's a songwriter. It's just kind of this new world where I thought about, well, I could go out there and play a couple shows or kind of test the waters a little bit. As far as hitting the road and touring, I wouldn't mind giving that a try, but it's not really strong on my list or anything like that because it's not something I think about so much like I used to, but I would still, of course, consider it. The other thing about these touring bands is, like, there's this band Wilco that I've been a fan of forever, and I just kind of see maybe a modern kind of a way of touring where it's an association of band and crew that all have families, you know, young children and so forth. From my own observation, I see that they don't hit the road and go out for 2 years. They have these shorter tours that are maybe a few weeks long that work around people's real lives, even though they're full-time musicians. It's all about balance, is I guess what it comes down to, you know, what works for people and their groups. But if I see a good deal on a van, maybe I'll pick it up, you know.